Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. What's your weather tomorrow? Wind and cold and more snow and ice over the Northeast. More Carolina rains, I'm afraid, but more sunshine slowly warming for the rest of the week in the Southeast. Clipper system racing into the Northern Plains with light snow, enough to mess up some travel plans, and new wildfire threats for Southern California. And the first suggestion for Thanksgiving travel? Rain, mainly for the Southeast. More to come on that, of course. Last weekend, here on Sterling on Sunday, we reported on the upcoming convergence of new tropical moisture and the Arctic cold, generating a new coastal storm for the East Coast. We gave you the heads up, and I'm sorry, I was right. Cause it's not been fun for the Carolinas this weekend, northward all the way up the coast, and now for the coming week with more rain and snow, and even some snow and icy conditions tomorrow morning farther inland. Yuck. But this is a good reminder that we have two severe weather seasons. The first is in the spring, of course, but here in the fall, as cold air migrates southward, we can get some very dangerous storms in almost any state, like tornadoes and, this weekend, our massive coastal storm. So stay weather alert. I'm meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
So if pure entertainment's your style,
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and this is Public Radio's Usual Edition.
The motion picture made for your delight is a night in the Ukraine. The hit of hits, and you'll remember it's the film they said could not be made.
We are all exhausted at Public Radio because no one has shown up for work this week. Once the impeachment hearing started, the staff put down their lobster rolls and treated this time as a national holiday. I'm only here because I donated my home to Sarah Lawrence Alumni Commune, who specialize in making yak cheese. For coverage of the impeachment hearings, we go to Yemen and blind journalist Jim Sparky O'Toole.
Let's listen to the Yemenese free people and their reimagining the world with a new president of the United States.
بسبب الحصار على اليمن، الحصار البري، الجوي، البحري، يعني حصار شامل، الناس ضعفاء ما بش وقوت ما بش.
Yes, deep into the community of Yemen.
To fully understand the impact of the impeachment trial, we have to understand the true meaning of the word squid pro quo.
The squid has taken on so much meaning this week, thanks to our president using a squid in negotiating with a former TV sitcom star. Do you suppose those two tried to see who had the biggest dressing room? Both were their country's number one TV stars, and they still are. To understand the true impact of squids, let's listen in under the sea.
Why are you acting so nervous? And why are you sweating so much? And why do you look so hungry? And...
No, wait. It's not what you think. This is a big misunderstanding. You've got to believe me. Listen, I am telling you. You better listen to me, SpongeBob.
You like Krabby Patties, don't you, Squidward?
Squids. They now rule our political process.
It's been a tough week here at Public Radio, but there is joy, joy, joy in impeachment air. I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and now our unofficial anthem.
He's the legal eagle who can boast, quite the most limited brain. So hail the lawyer with the big cigar. Yes, I was born beneath the lucky czar. Come see a night.
It's 10 past the hour, live on a Sunday night with Walter M. Sterling. I broadcast live from my laundry room, not some fancy overpriced studio, not a ton of equipment that you don't need. All you need to do a broadcast show on a giant network like this one is a microphone, two turntables, and an internet connection. I am in my laundry room. You want to see it? You go to... Who's texting me now? You go to Facebook, go to the Walter M. Sterling page, S-T-E-R-L-I-N-G, Walter M. Sterling Facebook page, and you will see a live video stream from the laundry room. I see these other hosts waste $1 zillion establishing a professional-looking set with fancy desks, professional lighting kits. That's what they call them at TV. Professional lighting kits. And I'm like, why? It's radio. I'm not going to build a TV set for radio. Therefore, you get to see the live video stream from the laundry room. Good evening. I have too much to do tonight. That's the best kind of show. The Florida stories are back. Oh, thank God. James Parker is delivering a Florida story, two episodes of Florida stories. Plus, we have Velo Hull will report on the curse of Oak Island. And I have to tell you, today I watched a movie on Netflix, not The Crown. Everybody's going to watch The Crown. Your significant other's going to watch The Crown, and you're going to have to listen to nonsense about it at Thanksgiving. I watched the kind of movie I like. I watched called Let It Snow, new on Netflix, starring Kiernan Shipka, who played Sally Draper on Mad Men. Anything that Kiernan does, like Sabrina the Teenage Witch, I'll watch that because she's a star and it's Kiernan Shipka. But I'm looking at the previews and I'm like, that's the kind of movie I like. It's about Christmas. Everybody's happy. They're happy endings. It's starring very attractive 18 to 24-year-olds. And they're out in the snow. It's like Love Actually, except starring a cast that was born in this century. And they have American accents. I had the best time. Kiernan Shipka sang. She sang to me. And everybody was happy at the end. It was great. And I think they spent $4 on the set. They had one set. But it started me thinking, well, wait a minute. I'm a guy. I'm like a guy. And I'm watching Let It Snow, starring 18 to 24-year-olds, and it's a happy romance Christmas movie. I didn't want to watch The Crown. I certainly am not going to watch NFL football. I don't understand football, except for one thing. I like to watch Trevor Lawrence at Ohio State. Now, Trevor Lawrence is pretty much a pretty girl. I'm looking at that. And then I'm starting to look at the Christmas toys. And I'm looking at the catalogs for my kids. And I'm very attracted to a lot of, you know, girl toys. I think the American Girl doll catalog is amazing. The accessories are, I don't want a doll, but I like the accessories are pretty cool. Some of the accessories are amazing. And that led me to the next thought. Am I a phony? Am I a phony as a guy? I like romantic comedies. I do not want to see murder mysteries. I do not want to see any violence on TV. I have no interest in that. I have no interest in Discovery ID, Forensic Files. No, thank you. That's of no interest to me. But then I started thinking in a broader basis. When did I last feel like this? You know when it was? When I first started working. When I first started working and had a big job, every day I'd get into the taxi cab to go to work, and I had this thought, is today the day I'm going to get caught? Is today the day they're going to find out that I am a big phony? Is this the day? When you go to work sometimes, or maybe right now when you're on the way to work or at work driving the truck, do you ever think they're gonna find out that I fudged a little on that answer? Is this the day I'm going to get caught? Then I found amazing stories about people who were phonies and what they've gotten away with. And you and I will share that coming up in just seconds. Sterling on Sunday.
If you like stories about smoking crack, cheating on your wife, stealing cars, and domestic battery, stay tuned. for Sterling on Sundays. I'm James Parker. I got all that coming up for you on Florida Stories.
I'm so excited that Florida Stories has returned because, you know, this is an all-volunteer army. Every single thing you hear on the show is created by somebody who's volunteered to make it because they're so attracted to the show. They're so attracted to original live radio that doesn't have corporate masters and they don't have to scream at the Democrats that they volunteer to make this spectacular productions. And James Parker needed a few weeks off and I wanted the Florida Stories. Everybody was sad, but now they're back. I couldn't be happier. Now here's this Bella Hadid. Bella Hadid is the daughter of a very rich man and she's a very big fashion model. Huge. A Victoria's Secret's angel. Ooh, a Victoria's Secret's angel. Ooh. And she reveals in an interview with Vogue International Paris last week that, quote, I never felt empowered modeling lingerie on the runway until I modeled so-and-so's. The whole time I modeled lingerie for Victoria's Secret, I never felt empowered on the runway. Like, shut up! What are you talking about? Felt empowered? You're modeling underwear. What do you think that's going to do? What sort of powers are you supposed to get from modeling underwear? How is that supposed to work out for you, Bella? I couldn't believe that she had the nerve to say this. I never felt empowered. Silly, at best. And in many places, it's indecent exposure. Now they're saying that the Victoria's Secret fashion show, the Angels show, might be going away. I have never understood it. As a guy who loves to look at beautiful women, I have never understood the Victoria's Secret fashion show and the ultimate honor to wear wings, to wear the wings. Oh, we get to wear the wings. Oh, my God. I've never understood it. It's a puzzle to me. And yes, I love to look at them, but I felt uncomfortable for them. I certainly didn't look at them and think, boy, they look powerful. No, when I look at Trevor Lawrence at Clemson, I'm like, he looks powerful. But when I watch a Victoria's Secret supermodel on the runway in underwear, I don't think, yeah, you know, I want her to come over and cut down some timber for me. Get the fireplace ready. That's not my thought. Then the creepy part, and this has always been true since the first show, I've never understood this. I could understand how a major Vogue fashion designer, how a major editor-in-chief, a fashion person, would be in the audience. Anna Wintour would be in the audience. That I understand. I understand how fashion editors from all around the world would be in the audience. That makes sense to me. Why are two-bit movie stars in the audience? Why is Leonardo DiCaprio bloated and Tobey Maguire sitting in the audience? That makes no sense to me. They don't own a fashion house. They are not fashion editors. They're not married to any of those women. I don't get it. What is that about? And how does somebody get to be one of those people? How do you get to be one of the guys to sit there and leer at these six-foot-tall women in their underwear? And how come everybody's all comfortable with that? Where's the Me Too there? I don't get it. Because I'll tell you what it looks like to me, in my opinion. In my opinion, what it looks like to me is those movies from the Old West when they had a whorehouse above the bar. And cowboys would go upstairs. They'd watch the girls parade in front of them, and then they'd pick out who they wanted to spend the night with. I realize that's not the case, but that's what it looks like. That it seems like the same dynamic. Like Leonardo DiCaprio could say, I would like that six-foot-tall woman and that six-foot-tall woman, and tell them to meet me at my yacht. I don't get it. They're not going to buy the clothes. Is Leonardo DiCaprio going to buy the clothes? And you can't buy that clothes. It's not even available in their stores. It's just for show. I don't get it. Am I that stupid? Here's my phone number. It's 888 688 WALT 888-688-WALT. It's the night of phonies. Now, Bella Hadid, fashion model, said that she never felt empowered walking around naked in her underwear on the runway. It never made her feel empowered. Really? Was that the goal? What about the check? Wasn't that the goal? I never felt empowered. God, I looked everywhere for an audio clip of that. I would have killed for her to say that. And then you watch The Curse of Oak Island on the History Channel. Now, The Curse of Oak Island on the History Channel seems to me at some point after 98 seasons, somebody's going to go, oh, we're just kidding. Because again, when are they going to get caught? When are they going to get caught with somebody saying, oh, gee, there's nothing here. There's nothing here. And this is how we live our lives. This is how everybody lives their life. There's some little scam that all of us are running. Maybe it's on Facebook, where you only put up the really flattering pictures of your family, not the picture where the uncle is drunk from beer and about to throw up. Maybe you don't put up that picture. Or maybe you only put up the vacation photos from 8 years ago when you could still fit into the size 6 bikini. But all of us are running some scam every day. We're all running some scam. Maybe the way you got the job is you knew an uncle of a friend, and you suspect every day they're going to say, well, wait a minute, your resume doesn't really support you having this job.
Yeah, but I've been here 8 years.
Yeah, but how did you really get this job?
Well, I've been here 8 years.
Yeah, but how'd you really get the job? Don't you wonder about that? Are you a little worried every day when you come to work that somebody's going to go, hey, tap you on the shoulder? Hey, Mitch, this is the day we found out you really don't belong here. This is really not the right place for you. We found out that you fibbed about getting an A in English in eighth grade. It was a B. We now know it's a B. Every one of us runs a scam. Every one of us is somewhere between a fib and a lie. Or, worst case scenario, a honey badger, where you just went into the nest, took the eggs, took the babies, and took full credit for Dr. Ruth. Took full credit. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Coming up, we have Velo Hool's report on the Curse of Oak Island. We will have complete Florida stories, Heartland headlines, an astonishing number of news stories from the Heartland. What else I got? A collection of light scam. Wait, I've got another scam. You won't believe this one sex scam that this guy pulled off. That's coming up in just seconds. I'm Walter M. Sterling. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. That's right. I'm live on a Sunday night. There's nothing else live on a Sunday night. The Best of Dead Plant is not a really good show. Sterling on Sunday.
With a new round of Santa Ana winds developing. Currently, the Kincaid Fire north of San Francisco, 100% contained. The Getty, the Maria, and the Barnum fires near L.A., all contained. But three new fires have popped up tonight. One in Jurupa Valley started as a brush fire from a discarded cigarette. Come on, let's be smarter than that. New red flag warnings from Santa Barbara down through the L.A. Metro all the way to Mexico, and that includes San Diego. At this point, the immediate coastline is not included. Wind gusts are forecast up to 45 miles an hour, even higher by midweek through the valleys. And Northern California may also become a new hotspot. Any rain? Nope. We're still bone dry. Wow. It's easy to focus on this disaster and think, oh, what's a little snow? That's right, no big systems once our coastal low departs New England. But look ahead. A little snow can be really disruptive for the Thanksgiving travel period. Moderation is expected the rest of this work week. But a new shot of cold comes with the next rain risk, and that would be this coming weekend. My email is bigjohnweather@gmail.com with questions or concerns. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. No ship at Oak Island. plus the rare artifact of an ancient being that was on the island. Later tonight on your Curse of Oak Island update on Sterling on Sunday.
If you like stories about smoking crack, cheating on your wife, stealing cars, and domestic battery, stay tuned. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. I got all that coming up for you on Florida Stories.
We're taking off today. It's a breeze.
You're not going to believe the new name of this Midwest baseball team, plus the reaction coming up on Heartland Headlines.
It's a breeze.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. It's 36 past the hour. The only reason I say that is because, one, I know you're driving a truck, and two, it's to prove that we're live. My God, this is the only thing on the radio live right now. It means you and I get to bond. I'm 14 inches away from this microphone. You're 14 inches away from that speaker, and we share this intimate, powerful, important space, much like yoga without the sexual harassment. Speaking of phoniness, every day, for years, I used to come to work thinking, is today the day they're going to find out that I don't know anything? I used to think, maybe I should go see a psychiatrist to deal with this free-floating anxiety. You ever had that feeling where, like, okay, today they're going to come into your office, where you work, where you're cutting hair, the assembly line, the truck you're driving, and they're going to tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, Ferguson, We know. Now, if you do certain things, it'll be okay. But basically, we know that you don't know anything. We know you should have taken this other job on the loading dock instead of this job in management. We don't know how the paperwork got screwed up, but here we are. Now, you've been in this job in management for 8 years. We can't find any decisions that you've made that make any sense at all now that we've gone through the paperwork. But you've been here 8 years. Do you ever worry about that? That the hair you've been cutting, somebody's going to look and go, did you actually get a license at barber school, at beautician school? Do you have a license to be a hair technician? Because based on what you're doing, we think you're faking it. And that 18-wheeler, you know, that's not really how you hit the brakes when you're going downhill. That's not really what you're... Wait, stop. Get out, pull over. Let's see you change a tire on your own. On the 18-wheeler, let's see you change a tire on your own. I believe that most people go to work every day with this thought, that today is today the day I'm going to get caught. Is today the day I'm going to get caught? Because I think everybody fakes something. There's some phoniness going on in everybody. Maybe it's just that a person will walk straight, extra straight, to try and add an inch. Or they will be extra kind to distract you from the fact that they don't know anything. Oh, he's such a nice person. She's so nice. Or that person at work who always remembers everyone's birthday. What are they hiding? The person who remembers everyone's birthday, what are they hiding? They can't really be that nice. And I don't really want to have to deal with someone who remembers everyone's birthday. But I think we're all hiding something. That's why that the Prince interview. Who was it? Randy Andy? Prince Andrew interview is so interesting. I think he's hiding a great deal. But what I've got, you won't believe. There's a man who fakes something so outrageous that you will feel better about what you're hiding. I know you're hiding something. It could be that you have lifted your shoes. It could be that you're wearing a girdle, that you're a guy wearing Spanx. There are a lot of things you could be hiding. But this guy is hiding more than anybody imaginable. And that's coming up in just seconds on Sterling on Sunday. 888-688-WALT. And you know what we should do while we're here? We should, let me find it, because I know it's very important. Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to win a mystery voice. You guess the mystery voice, and you get a pack of snacks. You get a box of snacks that should be in your vending machines on the third shift, but they never put in. They never refilled the third shift vending machine, and I have a resentment for you. I'll carry the resentment for you. There should be packed all night. If you can guess this mystery voice, you win the pack of snacks and a prize announcement.
Well, she came into New York last weekend.
Yeah.
And she went to a yoga place called Modo Yoga,
uh-huh.
which is my yoga place.
All right. So when you call in, you get to guess that voice. And if you guess it, I don't know why I'm having trouble talking. I'm a professional host. I'm a professional. Maybe that's what I'm going to get caught at. You know, Walter, you really can't talk. You're not a bad thinker and a terrible dancer, but you really can't talk. You'll win a snack pack of snacks that should be in the vending machine, and you'll win a prize announcement. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Mark in Tennessee, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Mark. I don't hear Mark. Should I hear Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah, hi, Mark. Hi, hi.
Yeah, I've been thinking and thinking about Jeff Epstein and Prince Andrew, and
yes.
Why Prince Andrew was visiting Epstein there in Epstein's home.
Yes.
After Epstein had served time for inappropriate sex with young girls, and it occurred to me that you know, rich people, they're always looking for ways to help other people. That's one of their goals, is to help other people. And I think what they were doing, you know, they weren't talking about having sex with young girls. They were talking about giving to charities. And Andrew is English, of course. And I think what they were doing, they were talking about how they could get more funding for the Royal Opera in England, and also for the Guildhall School of Music, because I've heard that Andrew is a music lover. And I think that's what they were doing. They would not have been talking about having sex with Andrew, I don't think.
You're wrong. Thank you for the call. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. You know what we're going to do? In the next half hour, we're just going to talk about the wacky prince and his insane interview and the things that he said. But let me finish this thought, because it's very important. And then also, anybody who calls in tonight, and you've got to get those calls up faster, anybody who calls in tonight will get a chance to win a prize announcement and a box of snacks that should be in the vending machine at this hour. I don't know why they're not in the vending machine, but on a Sunday night, there are no snacks left in the vending machine. 888-688-WALT. Now listen to this. I believe that everybody's carrying around some secret all day, and they're waiting in fear that this is the day somebody's going to walk up behind you and say, "Hey, Susan, we know you're a big phony. We know you're a big phony. This is the day you're done." Listen to this. That's nothing. Man faked being handicapped to get diaper changed. Now, I have from time to time said at the ticket counter at an airline, saying, yes, I need a little more time to get onto the flight. And then I'll get on a plane first, because I'll say, I need a little more time. Because they say, if anybody needs a little more time to get on the plane, I'll come to board now. And I'm like, yeah, I need a little more time, and I'll get on a little early. But that's nothing. Let's see. Rutledge D's, Louisiana State Police. A Louisiana man was arrested this week after police say he posed as a mentally and physically handicapped 18-year-old to trick a healthcare worker into changing his adult diaper while he became sexually aroused. He was booked in the New Orleans Parish Jail Wednesday on 10 counts each of sexual battery
and human trafficking after authorities say he posted fake ads online to lure in unsuspecting healthcare workers. He got nurses, healthcare workers, to come to his house to change his adult diaper, pretending to be whatever. Let's see. So that he could get aroused. Police said that as soon as he made an arrangement with a healthcare worker, he would then pose as Corey. He made up a name, Corey, while allowing the healthcare provider to change his adult diaper and obtain sexual arousal under the false pretenses of being handicapped. Whatever you think you've been getting away with, whatever phony nonsense you've been getting away with, that's nothing to what this guy was getting away with. Can you imagine? No, I hope you can't. Chuck in Dallas, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
How are you, sir?
I'm good, Chuck. How are you?
I'm good. I got away with my hidden secret.
Hello?
I got away with my hidden secret. I was employed in a small market radio station in the early 90s when the internet came about. And I was told the station was being sold, but we were being trained on the upcoming internet, World Wide Web. Prodigy, yeah. Do you remember that?
Say that again.
Prodigy.
Yeah. Yes, Prodigy, the slowest online service there ever was, yes.
So I did some research on supermarkets that were going bankrupt in Texas just to, you know, experiment with the new World Wide Web.
Yes.
And I found a chain. I went to a local supermarket, applied for a job, where I found a supermarket chain going bankrupt in Texas. I got a job as a store manager. And my assistant manager trained me because we didn't do it that way in Texas.
And the reason you called?
Everybody's hiding something. I hid something, but I got away with it. I'm retired now.
Oh, now, Chuck, frame it again. What were you hiding? I'm sorry, what were you hiding? My headphones crapped out. What were you hiding?
I worked in a small market radio.
Yes.
The station was being sold. I was going to be unemployed.
Yes.
So I researched practicing on Prodigy bankrupt supermarkets in Texas.
Yes.
I found one, went to a local supermarket. The reason I moved here is because the supermarket chain I worked for went bankrupt. They called, confirmed it. They hired me as a store manager. No experience, but my assistant manager trained me because we didn't do it that way in Texas.
Got it. So congratulations. You were working at a station?
Yes, a small market station.
A radio station?
Yes.
How's my show?
Your show is fantastic.
Aren't you the best, Chuck? You get to guess the mystery voice.
Well, she came into New York last weekend.
Yeah.
And she went to a yoga place called Moto Yoga,
uh-huh.
Which is my yoga place.
Chuck in Georgia, who do you think that is?
I'm going to say Sheryl Crow.
What a good guess. You know, you're one of the few people to guess somebody from this century, so I appreciate it. That's not right, but I really appreciate it. You're a good guy. Thanks for calling in, Chuck. Thank you. And what a good story. Chuck confessing that he did something phony. That's what we want, people confessing that they've done something phony. 888-688-WALT, because I believe once you go on record as saying, listen, I belong here, this is what I've done, this is who I am, once you do that, you're stuck, and you walk with it, and you have to hold it, and everybody's done it. That's why the Catholic Church has been in business for 2,000 years. It offers confessional. For 2,000 years, you can walk in, do confession, and then go have pancakes after. 888-688-WALT is my phone number, 888-688-WALT. If you call in tonight, you get a chance to guess the mystery voice for a pack of snacks that should be in the vending machine right now, but no cheap employer is going to do it. No cheap employer takes care of the break room at this hour. It's just us. We have to take care of each other. It's a tough job. Coming up, we have the usual edition. I've got Florida stories for you. Velo Hool will have an update on the Curse of Oak Island. It's a giant network radio show. It's called Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. What's your weather tomorrow? Wind and cold and more snow and ice over the Northeast. More Carolina rains, I'm afraid. But more sunshine, slowly warming for the rest of the week in the Southeast. Clipper system racing into the Northern Plains with light snow, enough to mess up some travel plans. And new wildfire threats for Southern California. And the first suggestion for Thanksgiving travel? Rain, mainly for the Southeast. More to come on that, of course. Last weekend, here on Sterling on Sunday, we reported on the upcoming convergence of new tropical moisture and the Arctic cold, generating a new coastal storm for the East Coast. We gave you the heads up, and I'm sorry, I was right. Cause it's not been fun for the Carolinas this weekend, northward all the way up the coast, and now for the coming week with more rain and snow, and even some snow and icy conditions tomorrow morning farther inland. Yuck. But this is a good reminder that we have two severe weather seasons. The first is in the spring, of course, but here in the fall, as cold air migrates southward, we can get some very dangerous storms in almost any state, like tornadoes and this weekend our massive coastal storm. So stay weather alert. I'm meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our first Florida story, we're going to Newport Richey, Florida. And if you remember back about 25 years ago or so, remember the movie Clueless? Alicia Silverstone was Cher. Her best friend was Dion, played by an actress named Stacey Dash. Since then, Mrs. Dash has been in several TV shows, movies, and she even showed up on Fox News as a regular contributor for a few years there. She's 52 years old now. She got into an argument with a guy at an apartment in Newport Richey. Police report says she pushed a man and slapped him in his face. Investigators also noted the man sustained red scratch marks on his left arm. And that's enough to get Stacey Dash arrested and charged with domestic battery. In her mugshot, you can tell she's been crying, but 52 years old, I'm happy to report that she looks absolutely stunning in this mugshot. In a shocking, very non-Florida twist, police say there's no drugs or alcohol involved. I'm not sure if I believe that part. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to Orange County, Florida. That's the Orlando area. At the police headquarters, a sergeant steps out to the parking lot, says, "Hang on a second, my truck is missing." Did someone steal a police sergeant's pickup truck at the parking lot of police headquarters? Certainly not. So he puts out a report. And an officer on Interstate 4 happens to see the truck, goes up, runs the plate. Sure enough, it's the stolen vehicle, pulls it over, and the only person inside the truck is now charged with a felony. It happens to be a 36-year-old Florida woman, the rare female car thief. I'm thinking she may have some sort of past with this sergeant because she has been ordered to not have contact with the police sergeant. I'm looking at her mugshot, not as good as Stacey Dash at all. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we go to Pinellas County, where a 52-year-old Florida man going 90 in a 55 gets pulled over 7:30 p.m. on a Sunday. Cop says, "Why are you going 90 in a 55? You don't think that's a little fast?" Pretty compelling excuse, though. He says, "Sorry, officer, I'm speeding home because I was cheating on my wife." And the cop felt a little pang of sympathy for the guy. Maybe empathy, but because the speed was so high and so far over the limit, he had to charge him with reckless driving. During the arrest, the officer also happens to find in his front pocket a bag of crack. So what'd you do with your Sunday? This 52-year-old Florida man cheated on his wife, smoked some crack, and did 90 in a 55. Got himself arrested. How Florida is that? Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
AJ in Atlanta. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. We're talking about the scams and secrets that you carry with you every day, and you're afraid that one day they're going to come up behind you and say, hey, AJ, we know. It's okay, but we know. What's going on, AJ?
Well, nothing much. Just listening to your show. I listen to it every Sunday night while I'm at work, and actually now I'm driving over to Florida from Georgia to actually go to my honeymoon, so might as well just listen to you while I'm driving over.
Are you a trucker?
No, I'm not. I'm actually going on a vacation. We're driving over to Florida now.
Where are you going on your vacation?
St. Augustine.
That'll be beautiful. Is this your first marriage?
Yes.
I have some advice for you. Would you like it?
Sure.
Do not go to her family on Thanksgiving or Christmas starting this year. If you go this year or next year, you're going to be stuck the rest of your life.
Oh, well, I've been going for the past 3 years anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Number two, never go food shopping with your wife. Always go alone.
Yeah.
Always go food shopping alone.
I'm the cook of the family, so I do all the food shopping by myself anyways.
Never let her say, I'll come with you. It's very important you food shop alone. Are you ready to guess the mystery voice, AJ?
Yeah, can I hear it one more time, though?
Well, she came into New York last weekend, and she went to a yoga place called Moto Yoga, which is my yoga place.
All right, AJ, going on his honeymoon, who do you think that is?
I am going to guess, I'm going to say AOC.
No. Listen, congratulations on getting married. I can't believe that you tricked somebody into marrying you. Doesn't that feel remarkable to you?
Yeah, I think after 7 years, I think it was about time.
All right, my friend, all the best on your honeymoon. Thank you so much for listening to me every week on WSB in Atlanta. Chris in Roswell, Georgia, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hey, how are you doing, sir?
I'm excited to talk to you. Welcome to the giant, big network radio show.
Well, all right. I listen to you all the time. I drive a wrecker, so I'm all around Atlanta, and I got your show on every Sunday night.
Are you a repo man?
That's part of what we do, yes.
How does that go?
You get a lift from the bank. They give it to your company, and you go to the address that they give you, and if the car is there, then you just hook it up and go as quickly as you can.
Have you ever been shot at during a repo?
No, sir.
You've lived a good life then. Chris, are you pulling any scams, any secrets that you're carrying with you that you would like to share with us secretly?
No, not really. I'm a pretty open person. I was just on the line to try and guess whose voice that might have been.
Well, she came into New York last weekend, and she went to a yoga place called Moto Yoga, which is my yoga place.
All right, Chris and Roswell, who do you think that is?
You know, I was going to say what the last caller said, AOC, but now that he's wrong, I'm going to go with Megyn Kelly.
No. But that's good. It's somebody who's alive. You wouldn't believe how many guesses we get for Doris Day. Thank you very much, Chris. I appreciate the call at 888-688-WALT. Let me share with you something about Sterling on Sunday. It will never be a political figure, ever. It'll never be a newsy type person. This is a fun show. It's a lighthearted show. I'd like to know the secret that you're carrying, because everybody has wiggle room in their life. Everybody wiggles on something. No one's going to trace you or care about you. It doesn't matter about that. But everybody's, you know, the job that you have right now, maybe your aunt who knew the boss a long time ago helped you get the job, and nobody knows that but you. And you carry that with you every day. And every day you're worried that somebody's going to come up behind you and tap you and say, what's the deal here? What's going on with this? Everybody is a little piece of them that's as phony as Prince Andrew.
There's a slight problem with the sweating because I have a peculiar medical condition, which is that I don't sweat, or I didn't sweat at the time, and that was, I didn't sweat.
Worst advice anybody ever got. Apparently his PR guy said, do not do this interview. He should have never done the interview. Member of the royal family. He doesn't have to do any interviews. Doesn't have to answer to anything. It's one of the few privileges of being the member of the royal family. Doesn't have to answer to anything. Instead, this guy goes on TV and announces he doesn't sweat. Therefore, the girl who apparently worked with that Epstein guy, saying, no, I went to a nightclub with the prince. And he was sweaty, and he bought everybody drinks. Well, two problems. One, I didn't think they carried money. I didn't think the royals carried money. What do you mean he bought everybody drinks? And number two, he sweated all over everybody. It just seems very unlikely. It all seems very unlikely. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday. You and I are working the third shift. Maybe you're going to work, maybe you're at work, but we're working right now. We need postage. How do we get postage now when we have to go to the post office? Post office is always closed for you and me. That's why I signed up for Stamps.com. Stamps.com put a post office in my office, puts a post office in my home. It's incredible. Everything that I can do at the post office, I can do with Stamps.com, except it's cheaper. I don't have to waste money for gas. I don't have to waste my time standing in line. And they give me discounts on postage, 5 cents off or 40% off per priority mail. Every single thing I can do at the post office, I can do with Stamps.com. And at the holidays, this is particularly important. Just think about those lines at the post office. No more line. Don't spend a minute of your holiday season at the post office. This year, sign up for Stamps.com. There is no risk. If you use my promo code, which is Walter, you get a special offer that includes 4-week trial, plus free postage, plus a digital scale with no long-term commitments. This is a nice scale. It's a well-built, big scale, not one of those cheesy things with the spring. It's an electronic scale. It's really nice. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in Walter. That's Stamps.com. Enter Walter.
Listen to me. This could be either hard or very hard. Easy is not an option anymore.
When I saw Ariana Grande on the program, I thought that was a new something at Taco Bell. Oh
for hymns.com/Walter gives you the gift for the holidays that you really want, which is a boner on demand. The ability to have a boner at any time. That's the gift of forhymns.com/Walter. At forhymns.com/Walter, you can get the little blue pill for a generic drug price. It's a medication for a medical condition. This is not a social issue. It's not that you don't love her. It's not that she doesn't love you. It's not that you're old. Well, maybe all of those things, but it solves the problem. Now you can finally get the little blue pill at a reasonable price. Get the information. You subscribe to forhymns.com and you find tremendous number of products just for guys. And now there's a special offer, a reasonable startup price for the subscription. Go to forhymns.com, forhymns.com/Walter. forhymns.com/Walter. A prescription medicine can only be prescribed after a conversation with a doctor who will determine if it's appropriate for you. forhymns.com/Walter.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and this is Public Radio's Usual Edition.
The motion picture made for your delight is A Night in the Ukraine. The hit of hits, and you'll remember it's the film they said could not be made.
We are all exhausted at Public Radio because no one has shown up for work this week. Once the impeachment hearing started, the staff put down their lobster rolls and treated this time as a national holiday. I'm only here because I donated my home to Sarah Lawrence Alumni Commune, who specialize in making yak cheese. For coverage of the impeachment hearings, we go to Yemen and blind journalist Jim Sparky O'Toole.
Let's listen to the Yemenis free people and their reimagining the world with a new president of the United States.
بسبب الحصار على اليمن، الحصار البري، الجوي، البحري، يعني حصار شامل، الناس ضعفاء ما بش وقوت ما بش.
Yes, deep into the community of Yemen.
To fully understand the impact of the impeachment trial, we have to understand the true meaning of the word squid pro quo.
The squid has taken on so much meaning this week, thanks to our president using a squid in negotiating with a former TV sitcom star. Do you suppose those two tried to see who had the biggest dressing room? Both were their country's number one TV stars, and they still are. To understand the true impact of squids, let's listen in under the sea.
Why are you acting so nervous? And why are you sweating so much? And why do you look so hungry? And...
No, wait. It's not what you think. This is a big misunderstanding. You've got to believe me. Listen, I am telling you. You better listen to me, SpongeBob.
You like Krabby Patties, don't you, Squidward?
Squids. They now rule our political process.
It's been a tough week here at Public Radio, but there is joy, joy, joy in impeachment air. I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and now our unofficial anthem.
He's the legal eagle who can boast, quite the most limited brain. So hail the lawyer with the big cigar.
Yes, I was born beneath the lucky czar.
Come see a knight in the Ukraine.
WALT. I am live on a Sunday night. That means we're live on KFBK in Sacramento, the home of Bill White. I had the great privilege of filling in for Pat Walsh this week on KFBK, and I expect to do that every time Pat sneezes. Whenever Pat Walsh sneezes, I expect to be filling in on KFBK, as I should on WOR, WABC. Let's go through the list of preferred stations. And WTAM. Freaking WTAM in Cleveland is an amazing radio station. So amazing that I said to them, why don't you hire Geraldo Rivera? He lives in Shaker Heights near your station. And I said to Geraldo, why don't you go talk to WTAM? And I made that marriage, and I'm still waiting for lunch. That lunch has yet to happen. Isn't that amazing? If I brought Geraldo de Rivera to your house and said, Geraldo would like to be in your house, you would say, great. And then you'd say, Walter, where would you like to go to lunch? These are the things that mystify me. All right, you're on the air. You're on Sterling on Sunday. Hi, welcome to the big show. Would you like to share your scam with me?
Am I live? This is Travis?
Yes, hi.
Oh, wow. Hey, how's it going?
Great.
I do not personally, well, I'm sure I do have some type of secret, but I honestly believe that I agree with you that everybody has something that they fall short on. It's just which category do you really want to touch on?
Which category bothers you the most?
Lack of, if I had to put my finger on something, it would be a lack of consideration for your fellow man. Like, just little.
When are you rude? When are you rude?
Probably all the time.
Are you operating a forklift right now?
I'm operating a semi-truck. I do apologize.
No, no, that's great. No, I just needed to know. I have so much respect for you. Anybody who drives a semi-truck is my hero. I can't believe the how hard that is, how little respect you get, how crappy the police officers treat you, and the tolls you have to pay is criminal.
Well, not a perfect world.
Thank you. Oh, would you like to guess the mystery voice?
I don't want to embarrass myself. I'm not a pope.
Listen,
guy.
I'm on the air for 3 hours embarrassing myself. Thank you very much for the call. Thank you for the call. 888-688-WALT. Oh, it's time for Sterling Snaps. I love seeing what you're looking at. I have posted what I'm looking at on the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page, and there's a streaming video from the laundry room right now where you can see the laundry room right now. You can see that I don't have some fancy overpriced studio like Best of Dead Plant or Zach Sang. I don't have some overpriced bloated studio. I have a laundry room, and that's all you need. In fact, if you're running a radio company right now, if you really want to save money, say to them, you know, we're shutting down these facilities. We want you to do it from your laundry room like Walter Sterling. And, you know, all the production we have, all the stuff you hear, the Usual Edition, all of that is made in an RV. It's made in an RV in Kansas by James Copeland. James Copeland makes it in an RV in Kansas. If he can do that level of production at an RV in Kansas, and I can do this level of live broadcast from a laundry room, you don't need the big fancy studio. You're just a big phony like this guy.
A slight problem with the sweating, because I have a peculiar medical condition, which is that I don't sweat, or I didn't sweat at the time, and that was I didn't sweat it.
And isn't that the joke? That's been the joke for 500 years that the members of the royal family don't sweat. It's like a joke. You're presenting that as scientific fact. We've been saying it as a joke for many years. Big phony. That's the dumbest advice he ever got, was to do that interview. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Send me a picture of what you're looking at right now. Take that overpriced iPhone you have. Take a picture of what you're looking at and email it to me. And then I'll post it on Facebook later this week.
In Southern California, with a new round of Santa Ana winds developing. Currently, the Kincade Fire north of San Francisco, 100% contained. The Getty, the Maria, and the Barnum fires near LA, all contained. But three new fires have popped up tonight. One in Jurupa Valley started as a brush fire from a discarded cigarette. Come on, let's be smarter than that. New red flag warnings from Santa Barbara down through the LA Metro all the way to Mexico, and that includes San Diego. At this point, the immediate coastline is not included. Wind gusts are forecast up to 45 miles an hour, even higher by midweek through the valleys. And Northern California may also become a new hotspot. Any rain? Nope. We're still bone dry. Wow. It's easy to focus on this disaster and think, oh, what's a little snow? That's right, no big systems once our coastal low departs New England. But look ahead. A little snow can be really disruptive for the Thanksgiving travel period. Moderation is expected the rest of this work week. But a new shot of cold comes with the next rain risk. And that would be this coming weekend. My email is bigjohnweather@gmail.com with questions or concerns. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday. Last week, Judy in Dallas told this terrible joke.
I was wondering, what do you feed a gay horse? Hey!
And now, this week's terrible joke from Judy in Dallas.
What you got, Judy?
Hey, how are you? Okay, Walter?
Yes.
Why couldn't the Thanksgiving band perform?
Why couldn't a Thanksgiving band perform?
Because somebody had eaten the drumsticks.
It's unbelievable. I think what we're going to do is take the best 40 jokes from Judy and make that the Christmas gift from Sterling on Sunday to you. Do you like that idea?
Who, me?
No, Judy, bye. Thank you very much. Thanks, boys, guys. Thank you, Judy. What I want to do is take the best 40 jokes from Judy and make them into a Christmas gift. Put them on an MP3 and make that the Christmas gift. I think that might be fun. We'll talk more about that coming up in just seconds on Sterling on Sunday. Now, let's see. What should we do? We should go to another call. We're talking about scams that you perpetuate through your life. I believe that every single person has a little scam going on. Nothing big, just a little. And this guy, where is this audio? This it's like, really? Are you're trying to get away with this? Listen to this. Here's Prince Andrew explaining that poor girl who was with Epstein. And she was saying, oh, yes, I was with Prince Andrew. He was in Tramp's Club. He bought all of us drink. He danced with me and he sweated all over me. And the part about sweating all over her, this is what Prince Andrew has to say.
There's a slight problem with the sweating because I have a peculiar medical condition, which is that I don't sweat, or I didn't sweat at the time, and that was, oh, actually, yes, I didn't sweat it.
Right. That's your defense. You have an imaginary disease where you don't sweat, which would make you die, by the way. You don't sweat. It's fascinating. Whenever anybody offers too much of an explanation, too much detail, that's one of the signs that they might be lying. It's one of the first signs that they might be fibbing, is if they give too much detail. Prince Andrew, when accused of sweating, said...
There's a slight problem with the sweating, because I have a peculiar medical condition, which is that I don't sweat, or I didn't sweat at the time, and that was... Oh, actually, yes, I didn't sweat it.
Wow. 888-688-WALT. Everybody who calls in gets a chance to guess the mystery voice for a prize package that includes a prize announcement and a box of crackers that should be in your vending machine right now, but your boss is way too cheap to reload the vending machine going into the third shift, which I find shocking. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. You're on the air. Hi. Hi.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, you're on the air.
This is kind of a random call. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly.
Okay, because your call screener couldn't hear me very well, but that's all fine and good. I'm a truck driver, and I was just scanning through some channels. I've never heard your show before. And I just
well, what made you stop? What made you stop? Why did you listen? What made you stop and listen?
Well, I wasn't. I already stopped. You know, I'm where I'm going to be until tomorrow morning.
I mean, on the radio dial. What made you stop?
Well, first of all, I love talk shows. That's one thing, because I want to expand my mind. I'm always, regardless of the political side of it, you have to know your enemy. You know, regardless if you're on one side or the other side of it, you have to know the good and the bad. You have to in this life, you eat the meat and throw away the bones. And that's how I was raised. That's how I was taught. You know, it doesn't matter what kind of walk of life you're in. There's good and bad in everything. You just got to be, you have to have discernment. You have to know you know, common sense. You know, I'm 53 years old. You know, I could talk to you about anything.
Thank you very much for the call. I was sure you were going to upset the monkey at some point, but thank you for the call. 888-688-WALT. What's this weird thing? I've noticed this on other shows, which I rarely listen to. What's this weird thing that people over 50 feel this bizarro world compulsion to state their age? I have never heard anybody on a top 40 station call in and say, I'm 18. I've never heard anybody do that. What is this weird compulsion? I don't care how old you are. It doesn't matter to me. And you should have been told that. 888-688-WALT. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, man.
Hey,
I am a first-time listener.
Thank you.
And I stopped because I found the question you're posing to be pretty intriguing. I think a lot of people do have secrets, and I just think it's interesting. I'm an old truck driver, too, so I'm just out here. I'm hoping I can find your show on an app or something somewhere so I can get more. I don't know if you've got it on a podcast or something, but I'd definitely be looking for it.
Every show we've done is at waltermsterling.com, waltermsterling.com, where you can become a midnight misfit, where you can become part of our club, because nobody listens to the radio at this hour who's normal. We are all misfits. We don't fit in. You're working at this time. I'm working at this time. That's because we don't fit in. Would you like to guess the mystery voice?
I would, yes.
Well, she came into New York last weekend,
yeah,
and she went to a yoga place called Moto Yoga,
uh-huh,
which is my yoga place.
Who do you think that is?
I think it's Kelly Ripa.
No, but that's a... See, now, you're a normal guy. Thank you very much for the call. You're a normal guy. You made an appropriate guess. She's in entertainment. Kelly's in entertainment. Kelly is still alive. She's not a political figure. Good guess, and I appreciate it. All right, coming up, let's see. We have so much to do. We've got a lot. Gary Arnell's going to share his dilemma coming up. No, actually, he's got a complaint. We're done with the dilemmas. I'll share with you the horrible problems that Taylor Swift is having with her former management and bad college radio. All of this and you, Sterling on Sunday. To Scooter Braun's Nashville office and to protest whatever he doesn't want her to perform on this. They're insane. Why are they insane? Because she's got $100 million and he's got $100 million. And you know, if you have $100 million, you need to just be very quiet. Here's an old interview with Scooter Braun.
So my thing is, I think money just gives you an opportunity to implement more good into your life.
Yeah, is that what you're doing, Scooter? You're implementing more good into your life. Let me tell you, here's the thing. This Scooter Braun guy, he's 40 years old, and he wears a baseball cap. I believe very strongly there are certain things that should not be happening after you're a certain age. You should never wear a baseball cap unless you're on the Yankees after, say, the age of 19. You should not be playing Ultimate Frisbee after the age of, 19. You should not be dating girls who are younger than 19 once you're past the age of 19. And when you go home for Thanksgiving, you should not go first to your parents' refrigerator. When you go home to your parents' house for Thanksgiving, is the first thing you do open the refrigerator door? Is that the first thing you do? That's not what you should be doing. Those are not mature acts. When you go home for Thanksgiving, does a depression set over you at some point when you realize that your credit cards have no value in your parents' house, that none of the things that were there when you were a kid are really where they're supposed to be, and now your mother wants you to sleep in what used to be a workroom? What about my bedroom? No, we're using that for other things right now. And then you look and it's storage, or worse, your sister. Stay in here for now. And they put you in the room with the bad heat. You come home to visit for Thanksgiving, and you put in the room with the bad heat. There's that moment when you go, wait a minute, everything that makes me powerful outside of my parents' house does not make me powerful. I do not get preferred seating here. I do not get a private line to the reservation desk here. Nothing I have that are my totems of power, the 5-star card at Hertz, does not work at my parents' house. It's a grim, miserable experience for several days. We're talking about what I believe is that everybody goes to work or lives in fear of one little thing, which is at some point today, somebody's going to come up behind you and go, oh, Susan, excuse me, the jig's up. We know that you're a phony. We know that you lied on that test in 9th grade. We know you cheated in Miss Ferguson's 11th grade classroom. We know that when you were on the road to California and you told your girlfriend that you would never cheat, that you did. You did. It was just one night. It was just a flight attendant. It was very pleasant, but you did. And yet you're telling everybody in the 22 years of your marriage you've never cheated, but you did. I believe everybody has at least one thing where there's a little wiggle. Not bad enough to make them run to confession, not bad enough to go to marriage counseling, but enough that it's always kind of haunting you. Confess. Father Walter, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. You're on Sterling on Sunday. Welcome to the big show. Hi.
Hi. This is David. Am I on the air?
You're on the air.
Sterling?
Yes.
You're a great American.
I think so. I try to be a great American. I'm certainly not Lithuanian.
Well, just, I like that. I'm from
Ukrainian. By the way, have you heard the winner of Ukraine's Got Talent? Listen to this. That's really the winner of Ukraine's Got Talent. What we're worried about with them, I have no idea. Now, what did you want to say?
Well, first of all, with that little clip right there, it sounded like one of them black-eyed children to me.
What?
But it sounded like one of...
On Yodler.
Yeah. but anyhow, Stone, me and my brother were out here working, and the show is just awesome, and... What I'd like to say right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, we have a monkey here. You've upset the monkey. I'm very sorry. The only way I can shut it up is it's a music monkey. It came with a cassette. Here it is.
Right.
Here's
now,
the
we're going to feature the song that made it to number 87 by the Blades of Grass.
Here's some bananas.
Here happy.
And some pineapples. And here's your music.
Favorites.
I hope this shuts you up. WALT. It's a giant radio show, isn't it? I mean, this is a very big show. There's nothing else like it on the air right now. I am live on the radio on almost 100 radio stations. Every other network show is delayed, you know, 10 minutes here, 2 hours here, or worse. Some of these idiots, they take the audio of a TV show that's put together on Thursdays, broadcast on Sunday mornings, and then they air it on Sunday nights. And they go, well, you know, we can't air Sterling on Sunday. We're very serious broadcasters. You know, he has monkeys. He has monkeys. All right, Midnight Misfits coming up in seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. What's your weather tomorrow? Wind and cold and more snow and ice over the Northeast. More Carolina rains, I'm afraid. But more sunshine, slowly warming for the rest of the week in the Southeast. Clipper system racing into the Northern Plains with light snow, enough to mess up some travel plans. And new wildfire threats for Southern California. And the first suggestion for Thanksgiving travel? Rain, mainly for the Southeast. More to come on that, of course. Last weekend, here on Sterling on Sunday, we reported on the upcoming convergence of new tropical moisture and the Arctic cold, generating a new coastal storm for the East Coast. We gave you the heads up, and I'm sorry, I was right. Cause it's not been fun for the Carolinas this weekend, northward all the way up the coast, and now for the coming week with more rain and snow, and even some snow and icy conditions tomorrow morning farther inland. Yuck. But this is a good reminder that we have two severe weather seasons. The first is in the spring, of course, but here in the fall, as cold air migrates southward, we can get some very dangerous storms in almost any state, like tornadoes and, this weekend, our massive coastal storm. So stay weather alert. I'm meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hul of Muskegon, Michigan. No ship at Oak Island. Plus, the rare artifact of an ancient being that was on the island. Later tonight on your Curse of Oak Island update on Sterling on Sunday.
Now, this news bulletin from the Heartland Headlines, Winnebago. Big news in the community of Wichita, Kansas this week as the new name for a new minor league baseball team was announced. From the Wichita Aviators to the Arrows to the Wranglers to the Wingnuts, the team name changes as constantly as the wind. The New Orleans Baby Cakes needed a different name to play in Wichita, and if you talk to anyone outside city leadership, they'll tell you the substitution was a stinky failure. It really was a textbook public relations disaster after the new name was released. Are you ready for it? The Wichita Wind Surge. If you need a definition of that term, just head over to Urban Dictionary and you'll find some newly updated entries. To save you the trouble, here's the term in a sentence. The room had to be cleared after Big Timmy let loose a wind surge. Boy, it will really be something when the Wichita Wind Surge take on the Wisconsin Cheese Cutters this afternoon. A Change.org petition already has nearly 1,500 signatures to get rid of the name and the new mascot, which appears to be a red-eyed Pegasus clomping through a letter W. Assistant team manager Bob Mollett says the team name was actually decided upon in the spring. He says the name won't be changing anytime soon, but he thinks people will get used to it. And it really is a good creative outlet. We've seen several clever cartoon horses drawn and alternate names suggested, such as the Wichita Wind Passers and the Wind Breakers. And you know, that got me thinking, doesn't the team need a slogan? And I thought we could substitute the old slogan from our old airport. Let's take a listen.
We're taking off today, it's a breeze. Let's make our getaway, it's a breeze.
Yes, the Wichita Wind Surge. I have a feeling the toilet humor is just getting started. From Studio A in the Heartland Headlines, Winnebago, I'm James Copeland in Wichita, Kansas.
It's a breeze.
You have multiple studios in the Winnebago. Gary Arnell, have you ever owned a Winnebago? Gary, have you ever owned
sir.
A Winnebago?
Have I ever owned a Winnebago? I have never owned a Winnebago, but I have owned what we call affectionately a tin can, not mobile, stationary, 38-foot by 12-foot Catskill Mountains. Yeah, it was an experience. Loved it, every minute of it.
Is that like an RV?
It's like an RV without a motor. That's what it is. And we called it the tin can because there wasn't much separating our family from the outside environment. But it was great. It was really, really great. It was like on an acre of property upstate New York. And it was great. My brother and I spent every single summer there. It was just a great experience, but
But you wouldn't spend you would not spend a winter in upstate New York in something like that.
You might want to. I think actually, when my mother and father, when I first learned how to drive, When I began driving at 17, they were upset with my brother and myself for something, and they convinced us that it would be a treat for the two of us to go up there and spend a couple of days in the tin can. Well, the biggest treat, Walter, was going behind the tin can, reaching down where we had to turn the well on. So laying in like a foot and a half of snow, turning this faucet thing to get the well to work, and then the water being frozen heading into the trailer, and then my father yelling at us because we didn't deal with the water in the right situation. So yeah, it was, you know, it was the tin can, but we loved it. We loved it.
All right, now Gary Arnell is our friend, and you've been missed. You haven't been on for 7 or 8 years. And people have wondered what's going on in your life. And we want to find out about your life, especially about this new annoyance you have, which is trouble with the person you're living with. Can I assume that's your wife?
You can assume that. And let
me we want to hear all the details, everything we need to know, coming up in just seconds on Sterling on Sunday.
Through digging, through drilling, the ship at Oak Island. Something disturbing to tell you. There's no ship. The ship is not there. The guys, the Leginas, and their minions couldn't be more depressed. But there's some solace. Tunnels. Tunnels under the swamp. Now the entire crew are focused on to what is in those tunnels. Under the swamp. Rarefied air on Oak Island. Alex Legina was out with metal detection expert Gary Drayton. And they found something immensely important. They found an artifact from the 1800s, maybe perhaps as old as the 1700s. And guess what it was? It was a mirror that belonged probably to a woman. Woman on the island. Also, ancient stone carving tools found on Oak Island. And some of these tools go back to the 1400s. That's pre-Christopher Columbus. That's the Knights Templar. The Holy Grail. $500 million of gold. Yet to be found. But the Leginas and their crew couldn't be more motivated to find it. For your Curse of Oak Island update, I'm Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan, for Sterling on Sunday.
All right, Gary Arnell is our friend. It's great to be with Gary Arnell again. Gary Arnell abuses the microphone.
She doesn't throw them out. I take them. We take the stuff. We eat out of it. And she insists, we get into these big arguments, why are you throwing that out? I said, Moni, you have like 25, 50 of these things in this size. I'm talking about there's 100 of these things in there, and she cannot let them go. I won't have anything to take my luncheon tomorrow. I can't mix the tuna fish with the lettuce. They got to be in different containers. It is overwhelming. It is overwhelming. If I were to release, Walter, the amount of these containers, if I go on eBay, if I rent a table at my local flea market here for $5 and people buy half the containers that I have, we would be digging into Rubbermaid sales. It's nuts, and it drives me crazy, as though we're not going to have enough of these things. The second thing, there's two big things that she has been driving me insane with. The second thing is, and I'll use Walmart again, as you can tell I'm a big fan of Walmart, is we're shopping in Walmart. We could buy 10 items. They could be $1 items. When she's done, we do the self-checkout, or we go through a regular cash register. She has got to stop and review this receipt. She knows that these items were $1 apiece. It was $10.70 when you throw in the tax, and she has still got to stand there and review this receipt. Now, if one time she saved me, or saved us, more than $1 because there was an error, I would applaud that activity. So what I want her to do is to take these receipts – if she hasn't had a chance to review them fully and take one of the 500 storage containers, throw the receipts into the storage container, and then we'll have them at home and she can look at them. I am going bonkers with this. And I know most people who think, Arnell, come on, there's bigger problems in life. You don't know what it's like every single time to not be able to toss a plastic little storage container because we must have it in the house. It's nuts.
That is nuts. That is nuts. And the experts say that the reason people get a divorce is stuff like this. It's the towel on the floor.
Yep.
It's the socks not being picked up. It's the gas tank not being refilled.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things that get the divorce. It's not sexo. It's not your in-laws. It's the day-to-day crap that results in people getting to the point where they lose the romance and they want to get a divorce.
But you
That's
know, you
obviously
just,
not going to happen. It's not going to happen with you because no other woman would put up with you at all.
Look, I'm the first guy to admit that, I'm a little bit tough to be with. But why do people, why do spouses, why do partners need to be engaged in these types of activities? You've asked them 5, 6, 7 times during the course of a week. Could you not do this? When you take a bite of something and you're eating something, could you do me a favor? Don't lick your fingernails. I find that abhorrently disgusting. Yes, it happens here. And I'll ask.
Well, that's,
I'll say,
that's just
don't
bad
do
manners.
That.
If
it's
a person
bad
you're,
manners. Right, even if you're in your own house, it's bad manners. So why do you do these things to just agitate me? This is what I don't get.
I don't understand that either, Gary. Now, you were filling in on WPHT in Philadelphia on the weekends for a while.
Yes.
When will that happen again?
I am hoping that I will have an update for you, possibly for next Sunday.
No. Not hoping for. When will it happen again?
I do not have an exact date, but I am optimistic. Listen to me. I'm like spinning in an impeachment hearing. I am optimistic that this will happen shortly.
Yeah, but when is it going to happen?
I'm telling you, I'm optimistic that this will happen shortly. And my staff tells me, and they've done their research, that it is imminent. It is imminent.
Did you do something wrong?
No, I was applauded for everything that I did there. I think that possibly... No. I can't. No. I think maybe...
I'm a radio station market manager. Working a curbside pickup was too stressful. You never know when you might have to stand up. This is the right job. Now, you want me to take off a show the network is cramming down in order to air Sterling on Sunday? Sterling on Sunday? Well, who else airs Sterling on Sunday? That's what I need to know.
Who else airs Sterling on Sunday? Spike Eskin at WPHT Philadelphia. What else do you need to know?
Gary, have you kissed up to him enough?
You know, I haven't kissed up to Spike enough. When I was at that radio station for 4 years full-time, 4 years part-time, afternoon drive, evening or stuff, Spike, from what I'm told, loved my product. And Greg Stocker, who was my producer there, loved the product. You know, it just occurred to me, Walter, why I think I haven't been asked back over the past, like, 2 weeks or whatever. Because I think it has to do with the volume of phone calls. Because I had gotten...
It has nothing to do with it.
No, I'm going to tell you why. I got so many phone calls. So many. David is there. He'll attest to it. He was producing for me. I got so many phone calls that I think that they were concerned about having to add another person on to screen those calls because of the popularity of the Gary Arnell Show. And he said, look, let's figure out a budget for this first. They're going to do that, and I expect to be back possibly next week. That's what I'm really thinking about.
Thank you for being on Sterling on Sunday. I think that second theory is absolutely true, Gary.
Thank you.
I think you're absolutely right. Very good. Nice. Save 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Now, this Epstein guy, I've been meaning to get to this point. This wacky Prince Andrew, I've never heard anybody do such an ill-advised interview. He goes on the BBC with a real interviewer, and the BBC interviewer is saying, you know, asking the right questions about why are you, you know, this poor girl says that when she was 17, you took her to Tramps, the hot nightclub, you bought them all drinks, and you danced with her, and you started sweating on her. And your answer is this.
A slight problem with the sweating, because I have a peculiar medical condition, which is that I don't sweat, or I didn't sweat at the time, and that was, I didn't sweat.
Yeah, nobody has that answer. That's the worst answer in history. No one ever heard of the no sweating for a while, no longer a problem disease. But here's the thing. About this Epstein guy who died in jail, who was convicted of being a pedophile, of trafficking girls, whatever it was. This guy, he's in Manhattan Correctional Facility, which is a real lockup in New York City, a real city. Everything that happens there is monitored, controlled, studied. Everybody who goes in and out, they know it. It's not like, you know, it isn't like Wyatt Earp land. It's a real jail, a real prison. And moments before he dies, they move his cellmate to another cell. And then the cameras don't seem to work. And then, and this was far more interesting to me than anything else, in the newspapers that morning, we see his body being taken from the jail, being put into an ambulance or a coroner's van or something. Never, ever, in the 1,000 years that I've seen newspapers, have I seen the face of a prisoner who's dead on a gurney being taken away outside of the prison. They're covered up. They're protected. There's a reason they wanted us to see his face. And I believe the reason is that it was not his face. I believe it was somebody who looked like him, or a mask put over somebody, and he, with all his money, was able to bribe his way out of there and taken away. Witness protection, or he just escaped. And they, Lord knows, they didn't want anyone to know that. But I think he's still alive. They didn't do a DNA test on him. I think whoever got killed, sadly, was somebody the prison population was interested in having killed, or the people running the prison. And it seems that none of the prison guards were willing to take a plea bargain in order to testify. None of the prison guards working at the time were willing to take a plea bargain to testify. What do you think? I say he's still alive. 888-688-WALT is my phone number. 888-688-9258. Live on a Sunday night, Sterling on Sunday.
Developing. Currently, the Kincaid fire north of San Francisco, 100% contained. The Getty, the Maria, and the Barnum fires near LA, all contained. But three new fires have popped up tonight. One in Jurupa Valley started as a brush fire from a discarded cigarette. Come on, let's be smarter than that. New red flag warnings from Santa Barbara down through the LA Metro all the way to Mexico, and that includes San Diego. At this point, the immediate coastline is not included. Wind gusts are forecast up to 45 miles an hour, even higher by midweek through the valleys. And Northern California may also become a new hotspot. Any rain? Nope. We're still bone dry. Wow. It's easy to focus on this disaster and think, oh, what's a little snow? That's right, no big systems once our coastal low departs New England. But look ahead. A little snow can be really disruptive for the Thanksgiving travel period. Moderation is expected the rest of this work week. But a new shot of cold comes with the next rain risk. And that would be this coming weekend. My email is bigjohnweather@gmail.com with questions or concerns. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our first Florida Story, we're going to Newport Richey, Florida. And if you remember back about 25 years ago or so, remember the movie Clueless? Alicia Silverstone was Cher. Her best friend was Dion, played by an actress named Stacey Dash. Since then, Mrs. Dash has been in several TV shows, movies, and she even showed up on Fox News as a regular contributor for a few years there. She's 52 years old now. She got into an argument with a guy at an apartment in Newport Richey. Police report says she pushed a man and slapped him in his face. Investigators also noted the man sustained red scratch marks on his left arm. And that's enough to get Stacey Dash arrested and charged with domestic battery. In her mugshot, you can tell she's been crying, but 52 years old, I'm happy to report that she looks absolutely stunning in this mugshot. In a shocking, very non-Florida twist, police say there's no drugs or alcohol involved. I'm not sure if I believe that part. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to Orange County, Florida. That's the Orlando area. At the police headquarters, a sergeant steps out to the parking lot, says, hang on a second, my truck is missing. Did someone steal a police sergeant's pickup truck at the parking lot of police headquarters? Certainly not. So he puts out a report, and an officer on Interstate 4 happens to see the truck, goes up, runs the plate. Sure enough, it's the stolen vehicle, pulls it over, and the only person inside the truck is now charged with a felony. It happens to be a 36-year-old Florida woman, the rare female car thief. I'm thinking she may have some sort of past with this sergeant because she has been ordered to not have contact with the police sergeant. I'm looking at her mugshot. Not as good as Stacey Dash at all. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we go to Pinellas County, where a 52-year-old Florida man going 90 in a 55 gets pulled over. 7:30 p.m. on a Sunday. Cop says, why are you going 90 in a 55? You don't think that's a little fast? Pretty compelling excuse, though. He says, sorry, officer, I'm speeding home because I was cheating on my wife. And the cop felt a little pang of sympathy for the guy, maybe empathy. But because the speed was so high and so far over the limit, he had to charge him with reckless driving. During the arrest, the officer also happens to find in his front pocket a bag of crack. So what'd you do with your Sunday? This 52-year-old Florida man cheated on his wife, smoked some crack, and did 90 in a 55. Got himself arrested. How Florida is that? Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Jimmy, listening on Real Talk 910 in San Francisco, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Doing, Walter. I would like to comment on the Epstein, Prince Andrew matter.
Yes.
He was sweating when he was dancing with that girl because people sweat when they're on methamphetamine. They sweat profusely. It's used as a sexual enhancement.
And you think he was on meth? He was on speed?
Yep. Because they didn't have Viagra in those days.
Why do you think that?
Why do I think that? Because that's what they used to enhance sex.
If you're with a hot 17-year-old, as repulsive as that is, which, by the way, is legal in England, why would you need meth?
Well, maybe he wasn't a problem that night. Maybe he was having male issues. Who knows? I don't know how old he was. I don't know how old he was at the time.
I believe that when he says, I have no memory of being with her, I believe that's entirely possible. He could have been blacked out on booze or drugs. I believe him when he says, I don't remember her, because, you know, he could have been so drugged up. It's just a theory.
You know how they say they never deny it absolutely? They say, I don't recall. They always say, I don't recall, in case they have to recall at a later date.
Yeah, you know, it's just such a complicated way to live, isn't it, Jim? It's like it's best just to sit home, watch television, drink Diet Cherry 7-Up. That's enough for one night.
I love Diet Cherry 7-Up.
Isn't that the best drink ever?
Yeah, I love it.
All right. Now, do you want to guess the mystery voice?
I would say it's Chelsea Manning.
Well, let's listen again.
Well, she came into New York last weekend.
Yeah.
And she went to a yoga place called Modo Yoga, which is my yoga place.
And who do you think that is, Jim?
Chelsea Manning.
It's not, but it's a great guess, and I appreciate the guess. And I appreciate you. What a good call. Thank you very much for calling Sterling on Sunday. Coming up in just seconds, I'm going to have for you the amazing story of Susie Sheets and the Laugh Box. That's coming up in just seconds. Sterling on Sunday.
This week on the season finale of The Cursed Oak Island, the team found...
that no women ever go to Oak Island, ever, because women are smart.
This week on Oak Island...
no women ever dig on Oak Island because they aren't stupid.
This week on Oak Island...
everyone agrees to stop digging for a while. No women ever visit.
This week on Oak Island...
giant equipment can't find a damn thing on Oak Island.
We need women.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
I first heard about Dinah Shore through watching The L Word. I remember they all went. It was like a whole episode. I have like this idea of Dinah Shore in my head and everything I've heard about it and everything I've seen about it. And I just want to sort of experience it and see if all that is accurate.
One of my goals for this weekend is to find the trans people. I would like to know if gender queer people go, if trans people go. Maybe it's more open than we think it is.
This is going to be a special Mother's Day for me because this year she's not just my mom, but she's also my roommate.
Oh, wow, that's great. So you're living with your mom?
Well, I don't have to say it like I'm a loser. I mean, like, I know what people think. You know, they see you on TV and magazines and stuff, and they think, wow, that guy must have his own place.
Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt! You make me sick, you big baby! Baby, want a bottle?
You have no skills, and you're a loser!
I broadcast from a laundry room, not some overpriced studio. You can see the laundry room right now with our streaming video. Go to Facebook. Go to the Walter M. Sterling page, S-T-E-R, the Walter M. Sterling page, and you will see the live video stream of the laundry room. There's no other radio show like this, thank God. My God, I mean, the industry would have no revenue. None at all.
Sterling on Sunday, story time.
All right, I'm going to share with you the story of Susie Sheets and the Laugh Box. I was in high school. Every guy has two or three girls in his life that haunt him. They were spectacular women in some way. Either they were brilliant or beautiful and brilliant, or clever and beautiful and brilliant, but in some way they haunted them. And for me, that was Susie Sheets. When Susie Sheets walked down the hall in school, those feet did not touch the ground. She floated down the hallway. She was beautifully dressed. She had long blonde white hair. And she was big blue eyes, just adorable and pretty and regal and a patrician. And there was no other girl like it because I went to a public school that was Italian and Catholic, and everybody had dark hair, dark eyes, and plaid skirts, and everybody, you know, enjoyed knockwurst. But Susie Sheets was born a size 2. I believe she stayed at size 2 the rest of her life. But more importantly, she was exotic looking for my school in that she had blonde hair and blue eyes. And there were very few people in my school of 2,000 kids that had blonde hair and blue eyes. Right there, she stood out. But she was also pretty pleasant. Usually when there's somebody that pretty or that attractive, there's something standoffish about them. They rule the roost, but that wasn't true with Susie Sheets. I don't know how this happened. I will never be able to tell you how it happened. But at some point, I got up the courage to ask Susie Sheets out for a date. This was incredible because I had barely dated. I called her up and I said, Susie, I'd like to go out with you. Can we go out to see this play? And she said, well, I usually wash my hair on Thursdays. Now, I did not know. I was so naive. I actually believed that she washed her hair on Thursdays. I didn't know that was girl code for do not call. Don't bother me again. I didn't know. Therefore, the next Thursday, what I do? I called her again. And I said, Susie, would you like to go out? It took me three times of her telling me that she washed her hair on Thursdays till it finally dawned on me that maybe I needed to say Wednesdays. I said, Susie, can we go out Wednesdays? And she said, all right. Now it's a Wednesday night. Not exactly prime date time, even in high school, but she agreed to go out with me. Now, I lived in a nice house in a humble part of town. I was in a comfortable family. My dad had a steady job. There was no strange alcohol in our house. There were no Lifetime movie stores from my house. It was a nice, safe house for which I am eternally grateful now that I know how hard that is to do. But, you know, there was another side of town. And on the other side of town is where the doctors lived. And Susie Sheets' father was a doctor. I drive to that side of town in my Dodge Dart, which was an odd color. It was either brown or rust or tan. I'm not sure, but I've never seen that color on a car before or since. Now, I drive with great trepidation. I cleaned the car out all day. I washed it all day. I had taken the day off from school just to prepare the car for my date with Susie Sheets. Now, it's immaculate for a rundown, crappy car. I get in the car and drive to Susie's house. I go to the other side of town. On the other side of town is where people had swimming pools in their yard. The name of their swimming pool was not municipal. It was in their yard, and they had fountains on their front yard with lights. We didn't have any fountains in my side of town. There was this side of town with fountains in people's yards. I get to her house, and her father was a doctor. At this point in history, being a doctor before HMOs was a very big deal. It meant that you had central air. Nobody had central air unless you were a doctor. It meant that you had a Chrysler Imperial or a Cadillac Sedan DeVille and nothing less, and it had air conditioning. You were the first ones to get color television. You were the first ones to vacation in Europe. For a night on the town, you went to see a Broadway show. That was not how I was raised. I was raised just fine, but it was not a doctor's upbringing. Now I get to Dr. Sheets' house. And son of a gun, it had a name. His house had a name. It was like Brooksgate or the Falling Waters and a number. And it said Dr. Sheets. My house had a name. It was called 63. We did not have a name for our house. Our name was certainly not on the front of the house. Who knows who would show up? My mother would say, I'm not putting our name on the house. Who knows who's going to come over? That was not going to happen. Now I'm there. I park the car in front of the house, and I see that instead of in my house, you walked up the steps to the front door. In this house, you walked down the steps to the front door. This was a very different thing. Park the car, walk across the sidewalk, walk down the steps, and now I'm in a moat. I believe it's a moat around the house. I suspect that the sheets could have filled that with water and alligators at any moment if an inappropriate suitor showed up, like me. There I am, all alone, going to Dr. Sheets' house to pick up Susie. I knock on the door. What do I see at the door? Something I had never seen before in my entire life. There was a service person in a uniform answering the door. It was a uniformed maid answering the door. Hello? I say, well, hi, I'm here to see Susie. Oh, just a moment. she shuts the door again. Then she opens it again, says, you're here to see Susie? Yes. Your name? I told her my name. All right, you may come in. But she had to check with whoever else was in there. Now, who was in there? In the living room, the sunken living room, the all-silk living room. Who was in there? Well, there was Mrs. Sheets seated, as best I could tell, on a throne. There was Dr. Sheets still in his doctor's suit. And there was a brother who just kind of watched. And now we started to have a chat, and the uniformed housekeeper came back out with a tray. And on the tray was snacks, hors d'oeuvres, mini quiches, mini hot dogs. Would you like something to eat, Walter? Yes, but I'd really like to get the hell out of here with Susie. 2, 3, 10 minutes go by, and there she is. I couldn't believe it. She was more beautiful. She was beautifully dressed, had a magnificent dress on, looked amazing. She always looked amazing, but this is even more amazing. And now we all stand in recognition of Princess Susie. We all stand. And I take Susie to my car. And I decide for some reason that we were going to go see a play. Well, that could be nice. I take her to see an Ionesco play. Ionesco plays are apocalyptic. I took her to see Crap's Last Tape. Apocalyptic. It has a terrible ending. It's a one-man play. It's a long one-man play. And it ends poorly. Now, why did I take her to see Crap's Last Tape? Because I'm such a loser, I'm in radio. And it had a tape recorder on the set. And therefore, I thought that was very cool. You know, I thought it was great. Had a tape recorder on the set. We go to watch Crap's Last Tape and Ionesco play. And we're done with that. And I decide to take her to a deli where we could chat and get to know each other. Susie had no particular interest in this, and to make matters more exciting, I got lost. Now I have Susie Skeets in my car, and in my car, which has been made immaculate, is also a laugh box. You thought I forgot Susie Skeets and the laugh box. You thought I forgot about the laugh box. No, no, no. No, it's called Susie Skeets and the laugh box. What happened once she got in the car after the deli was epic and changed my life forever and changed my approach to young women forever.
Hear the zesty climax in our podcast, Midnight Misfits. Download from iTunes. Midnight Misfits.
Well, this has been a fun show. I hope you've enjoyed it. Everything worked. Thank you, John Cole. Great job. Thank you very much. And James Copeland's spectacular production skills. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.